The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. It is 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady. There's Bert. Big Dick Toledo's wandering around here somewhere. We are ready to go. And right off the bat, you know, Brett's got to mention a Dua Lipa song right before we go on the air. So now I'm one kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me. Why'd you do that? This is your fault.
Brady started talking about his favorite rappers. What about DaBaby?
It's your fault. Well, yeah, DaBaby is pretty amazing. Well, DaBaby says, and this is all KUPD talk, DaBaby say that he's such a great rapper that it's
people
intimidating.
People are afraid to collab with him.
He's intimidating to collaborate with because he's gonna just crush you in the studio. He's gonna make you look terrible.
And the one guy that I said probably could collab with him with no problems is Pooh Shiesty, but Pooh Shiesty shot a security guard in the foot.
Yeah, and well, Pooh Shiesty, I don't believe could collab, as you say, with DaBaby. But that's a debate for two middle aged men as white as we are can have this debate at lunch, Brady. We don't need to have it here amongst the people. It's embarrassing.
Bert, could you do me a favor? Find out some Pooh Shiesty.
I don't know what Pooh Shiesty is.
I don't even know how to spell that.
P O O H.
Yep.
Shiesty.
Thanks.
S H E I.
I think it's
E I E I before E except after C, unless it sounds like yeah. I can't remember how that goes. I think Shiesty is maybe it is I E. The reason this is a troubling thing is because
there's an ES in there. Otherwise, it would be poo. Never mind.
Yeah, that's right. You got to get something in there. The reason this is even more annoying is because Kevin Witt, and I said I wouldn't say names, just text me or email me. First email I read this morning. It's your fault, goddammit. I drove from Oceanside to Casa Grande listening to Dua Lipa. Your fault, a-hole. This is my Britney bitch moment. I'm hooked. She's sexy. Have a great show. Gay. It's not gay. Kevin, your secret is safe with me, Kevin Witt. I will not tell all your friends that you, like me, have become a Dua super fan. Join the fan club. Get yourself a Sugar Boo necklace like I got. And then we'll know, without having to talk, the secret will be out. Much like blowing dudes. Kevin, your secret is safe with me. I'm not telling anybody. You keep that on the DL. Yeah, I don't know what Pooh Shiesty sounds like. Do you have Pooh Shiesty bloated and ready?
I can't comment on how clean it's going to be, so just be ready on the button.
It won't be. Here's Pooh Shiesty's later.
Back in Blood featuring Lil Durk.
Making it rain.
What's happening?
Got some bling, money.
I don't think they know that they were being recorded at this point. I don't know what that is. I don't think that's allowed. I think that was half the N-word.
It's okay if he says it, though. It's not okay.
It's okay if Harry Spears says it. But when we're playing it.
Tom Seaver could pull that look off.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Now Bob Brindley's got to sit out another week. Way to go, buddy. I don't know.
Jesus, I can't believe he said that.
Is it okay for us to play that if he says half the N-word? Because then we're supporting it, so then it comes back on us. I'm not doing it.
I don't know. Now Brady had a be insensitive.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go back to the sensitivity song. Brady, you're back in sensitivity training. This is your fault, Brady, that we're on this, because you brought a Pooh Shiesty. And it's not right. And I hope you know what you've done wrong. That's hurt a lot of people.
Everybody needs a little time away.
This is our sensitivity training song.
I've heard you say.
You got to sing it. It doesn't count.
From
oh, yes, I'm later. That's very good, Brady.
Even lovers need a holiday.
What was the movie this was?
Brady Cetera.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Far
I remember.
Away from
Karate Kid?
No, this one
no,
was,
that was Gloria Love.
This was Summer Lovers. That. Summer Lovers with Peter Gallagher. and Daryl Hannah, really? Some other lady, and they were in Greece. I, hopefully she's not listening, whacked off to this movie at my aunt's house in her living room.
Sorry, Joe.
No, it was Aunt Ray.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I was sleeping
listening.
Out in the. I was sleeping out in the.
Good call. You're the only one that knows
I
that
remember.
Movie.
Well, there's a lot of nudity in it, and Daryl Hannah looked great. And it was everything you wanted from Daryl Hannah from Splash, but she never gave it to us. Anyway, again, now here I am who during was? Sensitivity training talking about whacking off to a lady. Good.
Who
Lord.
Was the third wheel in that one?
I don't know. She was some European girl. Wasn't that great, but.
Hannah stole it.
Couldn't stand to be kept away.
I know it all.
Just for the day.
All right, I feel.
Go better?
Feel better. All right, good. I think half of the N-word. And
Peter
that thing
Gallagher's
about
Brady.
Yeah, and that thing about me beating off of my aunt's carpet.
Gallagher's taken to the base in the Mykonos Islands.
Brady, don't. You don't take it to the base with a lady. You make love to her sweet, sweet form.
Boy, this song is getting to you.
Pretty shiesty got me.
It's hard for me to say I'm sorry.
Valerie Quincina? Sinna?
Yeah, she's...
Or Barbara Rush.
Barbara Rush. Well, that's enough of that. I like that song too much, and I'm glad we're sensitive to it because it makes me realize that all of us are Bob Brenly some way. When was the last time you cried, Brady? The last time you openly wept for anything other than a death.
Openly wept.
You cried. Something that made you cry. Movie. Some sort of something. Made you like, oh, holy cow, I'm crying.
I'd have to go with a movie. I can't remember a specific time. It hasn't been in the nothing in the last 2 weeks.
No, yeah, 14 days.
Outside of 2 weeks.
You're clear of Fortnite? Yeah. That's it. That's where the memory stopped.
Yeah.
You're back to late May.
I'm trying to think the most, like.
What about you, Bert? I'll let him think about it.
It's been a minute. Let's see.
Something that you didn't expect. You're like, oh my God, I'm crying. Like, you weren't sad. You weren't, you just,
I remember.
What is it?
It was in March. On the plane, listening to music.
You started crying.
I made a list of...
You made yourself a playlist?
Yeah.
And
I started down, and all of a sudden...
Made a mixtape?
Did he break up with himself? Or was he trying to get himself back?
I had a...
What were the songs?
Snack. The whole list is nothing but weeping songs.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You were just in a mood.
Yeah. Well, I put it in there, and all of a sudden it...
And you started crying on
her
in public?
Because I came back from... it was coming back... The weekend that I thought this is it for my dad.
Maybe. Oh, right. Oh. You went back to the old man. That's right. I forgot about that. All right. Well, then there's and then all the songs were they father and
all
son
songs?
The
songs. Yeah, there's
like
a couple.
Cats in the Cradle.
There was a. It might have been a Gordon Lightfoot or something similar
man.
Like that.
Mayor Gordon Lightfoot. She's running Chicago right now.
That's I'd be crying too
Gordon,
if I lived
Mayor
there.
Lightfoot is definitely it. Was it the Edmund Fitzgerald
no,
song?
No, it wasn't
the
like
boat
that.
Crash, was it?
That's a great song. I don't care
what anybody says.
Sundown,
you better take care. I don't know what he says. He's the man share.
Off the mic, it doesn't sound much clearer either.
Oh, you've met him.
He tells stories in between.
You've gone to his show.
In 91 in Milwaukee.
Reason I ask is, you know, we had our sensitivity moment there. I had a moment last night where I did the thing. Remember when Tony Soprano goes, bam, crying.
Yeah.
He started crying at that thing he was watching. What was he watching? I can't remember. It was a TV show or a movie or something. He's, I'm crying. Or maybe he was in therapy. But he did. It kind of caught him by surprise. I'm watching the news last night after I watched the Jazz Clippers game. I'm kind of just, all right, bedtime. Go lay down and watching TV. And they did a story. And I don't know if you guys have seen this story. But these jackasses in Levine. Have you heard about this? This guy's been raising Galapagos turtles.
Yeah, no,
I haven't. 200-pound tortoise.
Hmm.
And in the middle of the night, his cameras catch these assholes pulling up, picking up the turtle, tortoise. I don't know what the generals call them, one or the other. They get it. They pick it up, and they move it. And he comes running out because he's got an alert. Somebody was out there. And they spin their car around, run over the thing.
Oh, man.
And it's 27-year-old tortoise this guy's been raising.
Pretty young.
Yeah, but still, 27 years with anything is pretty tough to...
Oh, yeah, but I mean, no,
he's
you're...
had it his whole life. So he's he goes out there, tore the shell off the thing, and speeds off. And the guy's, he goes and he looks and he said, you know, she's looking at me. She knows me. And he goes, and right then and there, I realized that they're familiar with me. Like she knew me. Her shell's gone. He said, I can see her lungs have been punctured.
Exposed.
And they're out and they're, there they are. And he goes, and I'm trying to say, they had to euthanize because she was still alive. The shell did its job, but it got torn off. And he goes, and these jackasses drove off. And then they show him with his turtles, and I'm sitting there watching this, and I realize I'm wet. My face is all wet. What's going on? I was sobbing.
Yeah.
Sobbing. Like a little girl. And the guy says, in the middle of it, he goes, 2:30 in the morning, my motion sensor goes off. I look at my phone, and there's two people, trucks pulled in the driveway, and they're carrying the tortoise away. He said, so he hops in his car. He said, I run out here, and they drop the tortoise right over there, and he points to a thing. He says they jump in their car, zip around, and just run over her just as I was pulling up. Just rip the top shell right off. He says the tortoise was basically, the whole top was off of it. Yeah, I know. This is what I did, my last thoughts before bed. Said I pull my hand, and it's she knows me, and I know she does. The lungs were punctured, the holes, and it was difficult for her to breathe. I was watching her struggle. I raised her for 27 years. I saw her grow. I basically grew up with my daughter, lived with that tortoise longer than any other living thing. So I was completely bonded to it. And he's like, I want these people held accountable. I want responsibility taken. I want to know why anyone would do this. And he's just, it's just heartbreaking.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, don't show me all this. So I don't even know what we're looking for. But if you know anybody that's telling a story about how funny it was, they ran over a turtle. First off, throat that mother the first second you get. Just a stiff-fingered right into the trach. Just throw it hard. Try to kill them. Throat them. If it doesn't break their trachea, then call, and have, you know, call the police right before you know, get in there. And then have these.
Then rip their chest open and expose their lungs.
Have these ass and then throw them out in the road and thump over them once with your truck. Mother, that's terrible. Hey, what kind of animal says, I'm going to kill a tortoise with my car? Like, talk about. The easiest thing to kill ever.
Intentionally doing that's.
I mean, there's no challenge to that. That's just demented lunacy. And they share the streets with us, these people.
Where was that?
In Levine. Yeah. Well, you're saying the avenues, but still. I mean, come on. Brett, please. Not everybody in the avenues is going to run over turtles. They'll shoot each other, whatever. At least they can shoot back. Tortoise is just sitting there going, oh, okay, I'm getting moved. This is cool. Jack
and
off.
How did the tortoise get out?
No, they went into this. His, like, you know, it's Levine.
Oh, they,
so they just
up
went in there and they just moved
old
him.
Pen or whatever, you know.
And then they show him with his other ones. And they're giant. They're not. These aren't little creatures. Like, this is a big, giant target. And he just, oh, mother.
So he raises turtles in? Is that what it is? Or tortoises?
Galapagos. I don't either. The Galapagos thing, he breeds them because they're endangered somehow.
Oh, okay.
So he gets them pumped up and he's got them out there. He's got a few of them, so. And, you know, it's got a whole thing.
I don't know how the.
I'm just sobbing. I'm sitting there with my cheeks all wet and glistening. I'm like, I'm crying. Like, I'm crying hard.
Yeah, those are the worst ones, the ones that get you when you're not expecting it.
I had no idea. Yeah. I didn't even know I was doing it. And I'm like, what's going on? I'm just rubbing tears. I'm like, now I know I'm crying, so it got worse. So I threw in a little Dua. Bill boy, baby, Dua Lipa, make them dance. And I'm like, it's not helping. This generational talent doesn't help. I couldn't even, you know, tug before sleep. I just laid there just thinking about that turtle. And I don't even know who you call for. That's why veterinarians are so much better than doctors. We should just get rid of all doctors and just have vets and doctors be the same thing. Because they had to call the same person that works on your dog, say, hey, my turtle's sick. And that guy, okay, rolls out there and they put the turtle down. I don't even know how to find a turtle vein. How do you humanely put a turtle out? You got to know all the animals. And doctors only have to know one thing. And then they specialize in that one thing. And they're not very good at that. It's that the vet going out there, that's also a thing. I don't know how you end a turtle's life humanely. I just don't know how you. They'd have veins?
Sure.
Brady? Yeah. Are some of them vascular? Like the weightlifter ones.
Look, you're asking me where I'd put the needle in a turtle?
No idea.
I'd probably go, you know, the neck.
All right.
His head's pretty hard. The top of the head's usually really hard.
You're not going to jab it into the top of its head.
Yeah, and watch the eyes roll.
That's humane. You're doing it. See, now you're one of the dicks. You're going to make me cry again. So, yeah, if you know anybody involved in this thing, this is people we don't need to share the line at Raising Cane's with. That's just a fact. They don't need to. They don't need to ever clog up my day, knowing that that's in front of me. So if you know them or if you know about them or whatever, ratting on these people ain't bad. Even Brett will tell you, ratting on these pricks is not a bad thing. Italians even say you don't hurt kids, don't hurt animals. You hurt pricks who look at you and go, "All right, this asshole can fight back. That's fine."
The power of the Ninja Turtles would kind of solidify kids from not, you know, like turtles.
Oh, you mean being raised? And
yeah.
Not all of them bought the magic, Brady.
Yeah.
Not all of them were raised in the UA eating crustless sandwiches, watching cartoons. Some had tougher childhoods and don't have that switch in their head.
Of course, the texts come in, effing meth heads.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Death penalty for those MFers.
And even the worst of the worst thinks, okay, that's a bridge too far. Like, you can't do these things you do to people. Like, for some reason, I am a whole lot less sympathetic towards hearing a couple of people got into a scrum. I mean, sometimes you're like, that's just barbaric.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's sad and whatever. But most of the time, a person can comprehend and fight back, or a kid can't. Animals can't.
A turtle definitely can't.
Turtle had no idea what was going on. He's been raised in captivity, just sitting there like, whatever, I got a brain the size of a small hand.
Let alone that you know, hopefully...
Oh, I hope they
it comes out, because you're living with that the rest of your life.
Yeah, but you're thinking
that,
from your perspective.
I know
what
it's,
you
that
would
part
do,
of that.
They don't have that
part of that brain is removed.
Somebody that does that doesn't have the I got to live with this moment. Maybe the passenger, because there had to be two people to move this thing. Maybe the other guy who wasn't driving has some sort of conscience. But yeah, I'm sobbing. I haven't cried like that in a long time. It really upset me. I don't like that. Goddamn Chicago. I don't need it. I think I need a little bit. I think it's a terror right there. That's what they should play for sensitivity training. Like, you walk in, you're like, welcome to sensitivity training. Hi, Mr. Brenly, Mr. Brenneman. All the other broadcasters here tonight, want to thank you for coming. Rappers, you guys get away with murder, but okay. Just want to play a little Chicago. And now I'm going to play a news story about a turtle that got shelled by asshole meth heads in the West Valley. And if you're not crying, you have to stay in sensitivity training for like a year. It's brutal. Big notes. Yep, sorry. Mother effers. Now I'm thinking about it again. So please, if you know anything, these are the types of things we need to tell on. And again, I turn to Brett.
In this case?
Rat.
Snitch.
Snitch.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Italian. Totally against snitching. Not your average white guy. Yeah, white guys, we snitch. We're rats. Yeah, ask any black guy.
In this case, you got to do it.
Yeah. Ask any black guy.
Or you handle it yourself. If you know the person,
no, that's
you
the
take care of it.
That's
actually
the type of advice
that's
I like.
That's probably even better.
If you happen to know the turtle assassin, maybe
quietly
pay him a little visit. You know, a couple of shells for a shell is what I'm saying. And yes.
Eye for an eye, shell for a shell.
If you're out there right now saying, are you encouraging shooting the turtle guy? I think I am. And if it comes out in the news, well, later, the radio host said to kill these people, I'm going to stand behind that. I don't think I'm allowed to call for murder as a host of a radio show. But
probably not.
In this case, I'm going to go ahead and stand behind that. I'm going to go ahead and say, you know what? In this case, go ahead. I think I'll be a folk hero on the news when they're like, can you believe he did this? Yeah, well, did you hear why? As long as you get the right guy.
Oh, yeah.
Be 100%. Don't just go shooting anybody you think killed a turtle. And this is no excuse for Italians, too, now that I'm thinking about it, to shoot their wives and then say, hey, she was talking about killing a tortoise. I had no idea. So I did what Holmberg said. I'm like, no, you killed her because you wanted her done. I don't know where she was. She could have been a Levine. She's a hooah.
36 turtle killers were.
Where was you the other night at 2 a.m.? Oh, you know where I was. Oh, that's it. I'm going to have to take you down.
You're at Levine again.
Might be a little excessive, but I think she said she was in Levine.
She was with a friend Laverne, you asshole.
Eat away. There's a dead turtle, and I ain't standing for it. Just know for sure. Brady, even you should kill this man if you run into him. I would like that. With your bare little tiny hands. Just smash his throat. Yeah. Making me cry. Had Brandon Lee telling me that story. Actually, I think it was Jared Dillingham.
Brady and Zoomom are out for vengeance.
Yeah. Hey, oh, you get Zoomom out there. She'd be furious. She's got to be on this. You will get her out there to get
her?
She'll draw him out. We should put her out there.
She carries.
Yeah. Oh, good, she carries. We should put her out there with Troy Hayden hidden in a bush with a camera And Zoo Mom's in a bikini with a sign that says, I love turtle killers. And then the turtle killers will be like, hey, what's going on? And then she's like, ah, now, Troy. And Troy comes out with his camera. And then Brady comes out and strangles the guy. And it's KUPD's second favorite host in the North Central Valley, according to the Arizona Republic Circular, Brady Bogan.
Finalist.
Finalist for good guy as a radio person. Yeah, anyway, any way you look at it. It's garbage, I tell you. So Matt Dannenbring, I appreciate this. This world needs more people like you standing up for the animals. Like you said, those jackasses deserve a good throat chop and their own lungs exposed. Get them, Johnny. Yeah. See? Folk hero type stuff when you call for a murder. And that's what I have never done in 20 years, but I'm doing it now. I'm calling for the murder of that man. If you know who it is, let's do one of those old-timey Frankenstein pitchforks, and we don't do that enough anymore, pitchforks and torches mob, and end this. Let's do a little justice on this thing before we even have to worry about it.
There's an opportunity for you too as well.
To kill?
Well, on the west side, it would take you to the favorite. You'd no longer be finalist.
I am a finalist on the west side, but even for this, I'm not visiting
you would
the
ice
west
it.
Side. I'm not going.
Well, Brady, this might jump you into number one on the west side.
That's right.
He's
North Central.
Big Crank Bill.
Yeah.
Technically, this is my turf.
I'm in his territory.
Oh, you're west side? Okay.
I didn't want to,
But KUPD did win best radio station West Valley. I don't know how that happened. In that same periodical. So technically, we're kind of all in this. But I was a finalist behind... I think Beth beat me there, too. I'm not real sure.
Might have.
Did she beat the whole valley?
She did some damage.
But it's the only thing she
It was the newspaper. The newspaper did the study. So I don't even know how we got involved in this. Because Beth and KJZZ.
I don't know the two guys you're talking about.
Ooh, you and me. Oh, yeah. Holmberg and Bogan?
Yeah.
Lazy writing. They misspelled our names. Fine with that. Either way, yes, I believe I am calling for the eradication of that human being. Because that's planned out, too. They knew.
Hey, that dude with the tortoises. Let's go there in the middle of the night and crush one.
They were going to try to steal one, but they're 200-and-something pounds. So I think those two idiots lifted it up and realized, I can't. There's nothing we can do with this thing. They were going to keep it or whatever. And then they threw it out there, and they realized they were being... And they went full tilt jackass.
Oh, man. Facebook's blowing... Or messages are blowing up.
They know where they are?
Now, what's the make and model of the car... F those pieces ankles.
I don't remember them doing that. I do.
You said they got. Did they get the car on video?
They have his. Yeah, but you know what? It's the surveillance video of his house.
It's like a Ring
night
camera
vision
or something.
Yeah. Kind of. Let me see if they've got. They're offering a reward to anybody who has that information. I don't know what his reward is. Yeah, I mean the camera thing. He just saw that there was a car and someone's trying to pick up his tortoise. Yeah, it's like a truck, I think. I don't really know what it is, but
Lady J has something to say about it.
Oh, Lady J's on already. Let's see. Oop, there's Chicago.
Hell, I gotta kill Chicago. Hang on a second.
Don't kill Chicago.
I just gotta keep it going, you know. All right, here we go. Yeah.
Lady J, don't cuss.
See, I'm with Brett on this one, guys. At the end of the day, if some punk MF-er hurt an animal in front of me or around me, or I found out that they ran over a friggin' reptile or a little baby tortoise. I'm just saying, a throat punch isn't enough. Like, they need to be beaten like they're being initiated into a gang. I'm just saying.
But I'm with you.
I'm just saying, man.
Yeah.
Disgusting
Yep.
human waste is yes. what those people are.
Yep.
Can't even be called humans. They're just pieces of dung, you know?
Love
Seriously.
That. Yeah.
I can't even believe. Like, I can't wrap my mind around people like that. Even in the joint. People pick up the prairie dogs. They take them as pets, man. Crazy. This is insane to me. Yeah. Rat them out.
All right. There you go. Good. Scoot right there. Men, women, and children.
That's from the lady's point of view,
That's the lady's
too.
Point of view. That's Lady J, our representative. Ready to recognize
Give
the car?
Give that to Brett. It's either a Chevy bow tie or the Ford logo. I'm not sure.
I think it's a Chevy. I did the same exact thing you did, which is squeeze way in. That looks like a Chevy, the front end. I'm with you. I did the exact same squeeze in.
Oh, yeah, it's a Chevy.
Yeah, it's got that front end. With
and then it looks like it's got the pop-up truck bed, you know, the little flat cap that pops up on the back.
It almost looks like it's got a brush guard on the front, but it's kind of hard to tell.
Either way, if somebody
knows.
And look
at the tortoise right next to it.
I know, it's right there. Well, that's when they were grabbing. You know, I'm kittens. That's my phone.
Oh, thanks, man.
Hey, wait a minute. Give me that.
That was Brady's. He was the one going after.
I love all animals. I like puppies. I like them all. Kittens, Brady. I like kittens.
Big.
Love kitten. And there's nothing you can do about that. This tortoise thing. I didn't know I'd cry over turtles. William Santillan said, damn it, John, I didn't read that story because I can't take stuff like that. Now, you made me shed tears when you said the turtle looked back at the guy. You know, Brady making jokes about the turtle. He says, Hitler's a good guy? WTF, Brady. It's a good point.
What jokes am I making?
Well, you made a couple little tiny ones. Started in with the whole just because Ninja thought, Turtles. And,
well, that wasn't a joke. That's
you thought the Ninja Turtles would make people never hurt another
it makes
turtle?
Kids love turtles.
Brady's not the only one. There was another Ninja Turtle text that came in.
Couple dad jokes are going to roll your way. Oh, yeah. People are uncomfortable with the topic. It's brutal. Anyway, so openly wept myself last night. I don't like that.
What's a blood angel?
Oh, blood angel's pretty awesome. That's where you take
the back of the, take the back you go through it. The back, you slice them open and pull their
you
lungs
fillet
out.
Them, and you lung them, and then you hang them and make wings.
Blood eagle.
Matthew May said that's
blood
a good
eagle.
Idea.
Or blood angel, I guess, would work too. If it's wings, it would be. That's not a bad idea.
Matthew May wants to find them and give them blood angel to these dip S's.
I like that. I think blood angels should be something we do.
Up, correction. The Viking version of a blood angel, which I don't know what
which
the,
is the which,
that's
blood,
worse.
Blood eagle. That's still, you're carving something out from behind and you make wings with their lungs.
Okay, all right.
It's from the TV show Vikings.
Oh, all right.
That's the only reason anybody knows about it.
Great
hung dudes
scene.
Up with that. It's kind of what Hannibal Lecter did to, I believe it was, no, it was Jim Pembry was the other one. It was the other cop. He put him up there and he
pinned him.
He put him up on the in his cell and he had him up on the wall.
Yeah.
He opened him up and made wings. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that to start today.
And Jeremy says, not our Jeremy, but you know, if those turtle killer mother effers get caught, their families will be, they're good people who never hurt a fly in their lives.
Oh, yeah.
They made a bad mistake.
Oh, yeah, no.
We don't effing care.
You get a cop who shoots either of these people, and all of a sudden it's the cop who's the bad guy. Screw you. I hope a cop sees you and just empties a clip into this guy. Again, I'm not sure the legalities of being a broadcaster and calling for the death of one of the citizens of your city, but I'm doing it. I'm going out on a limb and I'm saying, I think it's okay. And I'll, you know what? I'll deal with it. I'll be that that anti-hero hero that stands in a courtroom and says, the dude lost his job, whatever. If it's to stop scum like that, then call me Batman. Did you call for the death of on a public radio station? I did. I did do that. I'm standing by it. I just don't think we should waste time on our planet with that type of person wandering around. You think they could be reformed? No. I wouldn't even be friends with like 20 years down the road if I'm like Brett. I was like, what's the worst thing you've ever done? Oh, once we stole a turtle and we ran it over. Why? That was hilarious. Like, all right, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah, you're a piece.
Okay, I got a quick timeout.
You got a timeout? Timeout
sounds? You know the little story yesterday about would you stop eating something if you found a hair in it?
You found a hair in your drink?
I don't know. I want you to look at
it. Oh, God.
It looks like an eyelash, but look
where?
At the top. Top of the drink there.
Where are we looking?
If you look at,
in the water?
In the water. There's a little. If
some
you can
floaties?
See it from the. It's a. Yeah, there's a floaty in there. It's definitely not a tea leaf.
I'm not seeing
it. Maybe look down through the lid.
Man, I'm blanking on this. I'm a bad investigator.
It's right on the.
See if you can find it here.
I tried to put it on the edge, but it's.
Well, now I've given it to Brett.
It's not on the bottom.
It's going to be covered in hair when you get it back because Brett's holding it.
Floating.
He's got Italian hairs on it. This thing's covered in hair. What's
your
big deal?
Oh, I see it.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it a hair?
It looks like it.
So you got a hair in your drink from Dunkin'.
Like, with mascara on it. I mean, it's like a lash.
It's a chola hair.
I think, yeah.
You got to.
I'm finishing it.
You're going to still go?
Yeah.
Is it that good?
It's pretty good.
You're going to take someone else's?
It's close. It's close.
You know where that hair came
from? What do you think, Brett?
If he sees it.
Oh, I'm,
it's good.
I mean, at this point, you're already halfway through. What's,
I know.
What's the point now?
There it is, John, on the side of.
Oh yeah, that's,
some Cholita lost some lashes.
Oh no, that could be one of those thick nose hairs. Oh, I'm not playing.
Where was I going to finish?
See it now?
Yes, I see it. Oh, it's huge. It's like a cricket hand. Oh, I would definitely not drink that anymore. Those are those thick. He's going in.
He ate Toledo's apple lingus.
Hold
he can handle a hair.
You get crazy when I pull a nose hair out
that's
and put it in my own
hair.
Mouth. Okay. You know those thick, weird ones? You know when your beard gets that weird, thick hair that pops right out?
You know.
It's one of those. That's a dude's Oh, you're getting something from that.
I'm out.
Yeah, I think I'd pour that out.
Look at that thing.
That's a thick one. How did I miss that? Anyway, all right. So now I have to call for the murder of a guy. If you see him missing like half of his eyelashes and the turtle guy. Well, anyway, you should get a free drink. You should save that and give it back.
They need to wear eyebrow nets.
Oh, God.
Eyelash nets.
What do you mean they? Oh, here we go.
Them.
No, no. Just the guy, not they. Now you're making fun of all Mexicans.
It was a lady.
He didn't say Latinx. He's all right.
He said they. And then earlier he called him, said it was too much mascara. And that means chola.
You are saying
I know.
That,
you painted the picture.
Plenty of ladies use a lot of mascara.
Hey, Bob Ross, you're the one who painted the picture. Plus, it's a Dunkin' Donuts employee. Come on.
At 5 in the morning.
You're breaking out all the clues, and you want me to play, elderly white woman?
With?
What do you think? I got Eddie Vedder across the counter? Look at you. I seem to recognize. No, she's not there. glorious start so far.
Jeez.
Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 602-585-9800. We'll scream it together for all the little puppies and kittens and all the love in the world and that special little tortoise out there in Levine and the guy who's dealing with that. Sorry to that guy, too. We'll help you the best we can. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said fully erect.
98
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.